San Antonio, Guatemalan citizen spends 8 hours in a tree to evade immigration authorities. An extraordinary and concerning situation unfolded Tuesday in a San Antonio neighborhood. Raul Ical, a 29-year-old Guatemalan immigrant, was apprehended by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, after spending nearly 8 hours seeking refuge in the branches of a tree to avoid arrest. According to information reported on site by Edgar Sandoval for the New York Times, ICE agents, supported by Texas police, were attempting to execute what federal authorities described as a criminal arrest warrant. When law enforcement approached his vehicle, Mr. Ical fled on foot, entered private property, and took refuge at the top of a tree. He remained there throughout the day, watched by a growing crowd of local residents, media representatives, and activists. Among the activists present, Jose Montoya, a representative of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, offered encouragement to Mr. Ical, advising him, "Don't sign any documents," in an attempt to calm him and prevent any rash actions. ICE agents patiently waited throughout the day before proceeding with Mr. Ical's arrest. The incident concluded after a woman, identifying herself as a family member, contacted him by phone. Raul Ical then agreed to come down, using a ladder provided by the agents. Visibly discouraged, he was immediately handcuffed and escorted to a white ICE van, while onlookers filmed the scene shouting, "Treat him with respect, don't sign anything," in a scathing statement. Kristi Noem, former Homeland Security Secretary under Trump, remarked, "You can run, but you can't hide, whether in a tree or with an activist judge. If you're here illegally, ICE will find you and send you back to your country of origin," as reported by the New York Times. The incident sent shockwaves through the community. Gabriel Rosales, head of the Texas chapter of the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, expressed his outrage. "These operations in our neighborhoods are deeply troubling. They systematically target people who look like us." Joel De La Roja, a 61-year-old resident, shared the neighborhood's unease. "Our community is predominantly of Mexican descent. Deploying such extensive resources to apprehend a single individual is completely disproportionate." Chris Rodriguez, 38, alerted by the sound of a helicopter overhead, offered a nuanced perspective, questioning why so many resources and energy were expended to arrest someone merely seeking better conditions for their family. "If it's a security issue, I can understand, but if it's just about an undocumented person, this response is excessive," he lamented. At the time of his arrest, no information was available regarding any potential criminal history or legal representation. This case raises questions about the heavy-handed methods employed by federal authorities in immigration matters, particularly in neighborhoods with large Latino populations.